Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to this February 15th edition of At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today we continue our series of interviews about the regional conventions for the American Guild of Organists. Every other summer on the even years, the Guild, or AGO, hosts one convention for all of its members. On the odd years, they host regional conventions. Now this year, there are seven conventions corresponding to the new geographical changes in the Guild. Instead of numbered regions, they now have seven regions: Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Southeast, Great Lakes, North Central, Southwest, and West. You can attend the conventions whether you're a member of the Guild or not, and you can attend any or all of them. You do not have to live in a particular area to attend that convention. If you visit our website, attheorgan.com, you'll find links to get information on all of these conventions. Today, we will be featuring the Northeast Region Convention, which begins Sunday, June 28th in Hartford, Connecticut. Joining me from Hartford is the Northeast Region Convention Director, Lars Yerda. Hello, Lars. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
But tell us about the area where the convention will be held, New Haven, Connecticut.
Well, New Haven is an interesting place. There are a lot of different factors coming together here. One thing, Yale University and the Yale Institute of Sacred Music are located here. At the same time, we're close to New England charm. We have a day trip out to Stonington, which is a picturesque little village. We have spectacular large American organs, like at Woolsey Hall. We also have a mean tone organ at Marquand Chapel at Yale. We have some 34 workshops lined up that range from academic and theological topics to very practical, hands-on church music topics. So it's kind of a convention of everything in one charming, beautiful place at the Omni Hotel in downtown New Haven.
Who are some of the organists who will be appearing?
Our opening night is Peter Richard Conti at Woolsey Hall, playing a big symphonic program, which is bound to be a hit opener. We have Arum Han playing, who is a graduate of the Institute at Yale and is a rising artist in our field. We have Diane Meredith Belcher, who is from our region, performing on a Hook and Hastings organ that's been restored at St. Mary's Church. Martin Jean is playing the mean tone organ in Marquand Chapel, program with Buxtehude and other appropriate composers for that era. Our closing night is Tom Murray at Woolsey Hall, which is, of course, a special experience. He knows that organ in and out. And we have recently been able to add Dexter Kennedy, who won the shot competition this year, who will play on the day trip to Stonington. We're also featuring five ensembles and two composers.
I see on the schedule a lot of different workshops and seminars. What kind of topics are covered?
Well, there are 34 choices, which is a lot. We have musicological things like Yale and New Haven musical connections with Patrick McCrellis, who is a leading music theorist, musicologist in the field. We have practical things like conducting from the organ console, taught by Peter Dubois, who is head of the Sacred Music Program at the Eastman School and teaches this class to graduate students regularly. We also have a handbell course with Jane Nolan. We have choral reading sessions, of course. Unusual options among the workshops are tours of the Yale Music Library, which is putting together a special exhibit for us of organ and choral music, and also tours of the Yale collection of musical instruments. We have organ improvisation. We have paperless singing. We have organ pedagogy, professional development, jazz harmony for the church musicians, theological reflections by Maggie Dawn called The Nun's Generation, How to Meet a New Generation of Young People with Church. We have an opera star, Valerie Sorrell, teaching vocal fitness. We have Scott Perkins teaching music reading skills for the amateur church choir. We have Walden Moore telling us how to build a successful children's program. So it's all over the place here.
That covers quite a lot of territory. Pretty much anyone can learn from these workshops, from the beginning organist to the more experienced artists.
Yes, we have a workshop on easy repertoire for Sunday morning, how to build one's library of useful, practical, simple music. And we have a transcription masterclass with Tom Murray in Wolsey Hall, so it's spanning a lot here.
We will have more on our interview with Lars Yerda in a few minutes. Right now we're going to play a selection on one of the organs featured during the conference. It's an 1871 E&GG hook pipe organ at St. Mary's Catholic Church in New Haven, Connecticut. Now the church was originally built in 1847 at 10 Thompson Street. And in 1871, E&GG Hook of Boston built a grand pipe organ for the church. In 1925, the Hook and Hastings Company electrified the organ and provided a new console. Now, in 1980, because of structural damage to the church, the organ was dismantled from the building, and in 1982 was renovated and then installed in the new church at 310 West Broadway. It features three manuals, 45 stops, and 55 ranks. Organist Joan Lippincott is playing that organ on this selection, composed by Dudley Buck, Concert Variations on the Star-Spangled Banner.
Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Our guest on today's show is Lars Yerda, director of the 2015 Northeast Regional Convention of the American Guild of Organists. Lars, thank you for being on today's show with me. What is the process for putting together a convention like this?
Well, it's a three-year process, the way the AGO has it set up. We get a handbook from the National AGO that gives a lot of practical, good experience to help us through the process. We started out with brainstorming. I was the chapter dean and called meetings with the membership. I sat down and talked to a lot of the active members over coffee to hear their ideas. So we spent a good year just getting ideas, brainstorming, deciding where we wanted to go with this. And then the next year, I would say we spent building connections and alliances in the region. I went to dean's retreats. I got to know a lot of the deans in the area, solicited support and ideas. So it's been a long process that's now getting very practical. This last year, we are down to planning a lot of details, getting venues in place, getting volunteers in place, raising money, which is one of the tougher parts of this whole process. It's definitely a team effort. I spent a lot of time as convention coordinator talking to people and finding out who had what gifts and interests, and we put together a steering committee that's quite wonderful in the life experience and professional experience that it represents.
How many people are on the planning committee?
Some people are an extension of it, but actively on it, we have 15 people.
It does take a lot of people to put together a convention of this size. Each major aspect of the convention has someone who works on that part of the convention, right?
Yes, we basically have a coordinator or a chair for all the important things that need to be covered, such as a program book, publicity. We have a secretary, a hospitality person, a volunteers person, an exhibits chair, program and logistics. There's a competition to coordinate. We have a registrar who has a lot of work, of course, a treasurer. And as convention coordinator, I work with all of these team members on whatever they're working on and make sure everybody knows what everybody else is doing.
We'll finish our interview with Lars Yerda in just a few minutes, Let's enjoy another selection, this time featuring an organist and an organ. I'll be part of the convention in New Haven, Connecticut. Yale University is home to a spectacular E.M. Skinner pipe organ. Now, the original organ was built in 1903, along with the building and dedication of Woolsey Hall. In the late 1920s, organist Harry Benjamin Jepson invited Skinner to rebuild and enlarge a Newberry Memorial organ, and a new organ was dedicated December of 1929. While other University Skinner organs were changed and modified beyond recognition, the Woolsey Hall instrument remained relatively unchanged. The organ has just finished a restoration program done by Aubrey Thompson Allen Company of New Haven. Organist Thomas Murray is performing for us right now. Thomas Murray is quite familiar with this instrument. He is professor of music and university organist at the Yale School of Music. He's also principal organist at another church featured during the convention, Christ Church in New Haven. The selection he'll play now was composed by Edward Elgar, a piece called Nimrod, Enigma Variations. Elgar wrote this piece for his friend Augustus Jaeger, who encouraged him to continue when he was about to give up composing in a fit of depression.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. Our guest today is Lars Yerda, Convention Director for the Northeast Region Convention of the American Guild of Organists. Now, Lars, for those who might not be familiar with it, tell us a bit about the competition part of the program.
Well, that's something that all the conventions do. It's the Quimby-sponsored competition. It starts with rounds in the chapters in the region, and then the finals will happen at our convention. So we have a local coordinator who works with the regional competition coordinator to go through that whole process, which is quite regulated. We don't really have to plan too much except put in place what needs to happen from the perspective of the national AGO in that regard.
Is there anything else you would like to add that those attending the convention should know?
Certainly, if they're interested in coming, now would be the best time to register because we have a generous discount on early registration that goes through March 1st. Also, people who are curious about New England and Yale, certainly this is a wonderful chance to experience the resources of Yale University and the Yale Institute of Sacred Music. It's also an unusual lineup of workshops, I think, because of the resources that are available in this area. I think people will have a greater selection and some unusual selections that they might not expect from a regional convention.
We have time for one more selection. This time we're going to Trinity Episcopal Church on the Green in New Haven, Connecticut. Convention attendees will be able to see and hear the 1935 Aeolian Skinner organ, Opus 927, which was renovated by A. Thompson Allen in 1994. The organ remains pretty much the same as it was when it was installed in 1935. And Did Those Feet in Ancient Time is a short poem by William Blake from the preface to his epic Milton, a Poem from 1804. Today, it is best known as the hymn Jerusalem, with music written by C. Hubert H. Parry in 1916. This poem was written about the Industrial Revolution that took place during the early 19th century. R. Walden Moore is our organist for this hymn.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. We've been talking with Lars Yerda, director of the American Guild of Organists 2015 Northeast Regional Convention, will be held in New Haven, Connecticut this summer. Convention begins June 28th and runs through July 1st. Convention website is newhavenago2015.org. And there you can find more details about the convention. You can register to attend, register to be an exhibitor, or purchase ads in the program book. On March 1st, the registration fees will go up, so act quickly to attend this convention. Lars Yerda, director of the Northeast Regional Convention of the American Guild of Organists, thank you for joining us on today's show.
Thanks for your interest in our convention.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.